This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With Brexit negotiations grinding toward the March 2019 deadline for Britain to extract itself from the European Union, there is a dawning realization over in the UK that there will be repercussions to the separation beyond just economic. Turns out, as just one example, that British cities aren't going to be able to participate in something called the European Capitals of Culture program. It's a PR thing, yes, but the winning city does get a little bit of cash and often a big influx of tourists and investment. The idea of being shut out of that contest, then, is a bitter pill for the five British cities in the mix for the next title. Marketplace's Stephen Beard went to one of them, the town of Milton Keynes, northwest of London.
This town is thriving economically, but it's not the most obvious candidate for the title of European Capital of Culture. It was built in the 1960s to relieve the overcrowding in London. Florence or Venice, it ain't.
You've never seen anywhere like it. Central Milton Keynes.
A rather jaunty TV commercial battling against the town's image as dull, bland and featureless, a sterile concrete dormitory. Its only real claim to fame, it has more roundabouts or traffic circles than anywhere else. Even the head of the local tourist organisation, Anne Lim, can't resist ruefully retelling an old joke.
What's the difference between Milton Keynes and a pot of yoghurt? The answer is the pot of yoghurt has culture.
So why would Milton Keynes even enter a competition to become a European Capital of Culture? That is obvious, says leader of the City Council, Pete Marland.
We think that it would have brought in upwards of £200 to £300 million in the period between now and 2023. It would have really boosted the economy.
Liverpool reckons that after it won the title in 2008, it made more than $1 billion, thanks to the big increase in visitors, hotel bookings, restaurant profits and even inward investment. Marland is more than a little ticked off that British cities are now banned from even bidding for the title.
Am I allowed to say I'm pretty pissed? Because I am. I'm really annoyed.
But can a British city really be considered a European capital of culture after Brexit? Tourism chief Anne Lim.
Hang on. You know, we are still part of Europe. We're leaving the European Union because of this decision on Brexit. But we're part of Europe. We have relationships with Europe. We think in a European way.
And, she says, think again about Milton Keynes' reputation. In reality, this town has plenty of culture. It has this world-class orchestra and a very successful theatre. And in spite of all the concrete around here, the surrounding villages are steeped in history. The words of Amazing Grace were composed by a local clergyman. A local museum tells his story. And not far from the centre of Milton Keynes, there's a fascinating slice of more recent history, as told in many feature films and documentaries.
September 1939. As Britain declared war on Nazi Germany, an extraordinary ragtag army was being assembled at Bletchley Park in Buckinghamshire.
The code breakers at Bletchley Park cracked Germany's Enigma code and, says local businessman John Cove, played a vital role in the defeat of Hitler.
Bletchley, it's part of Milton Keynes, was a place where essentially the war was won.
Which, he says, further underlines the city's credentials as a European capital of culture. He too deplores the EU ban, but concedes the city has benefited from the resulting publicity.
There's opportunity for us to be shouting about ourselves, what's good about Milton Keynes, what's different, for people not only to come and visit, but to invest, to move here, to live here.
The city is already home to more than 3,000 manufacturing and service companies. It's a centre of technical innovation. This summer it'll become the first European city to launch a public taxi service using self-driving cars. Some already call it Capital of the Future. Not a bad consolation title, and one from which nobody can disqualify it. In Milton Keynes, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.